Medical specialist Werner Steinmetz speaks for The Rock.
Hello. As a part of science's continued investigation into medical phenomena, researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have recently discovered that continued use of one ear, while ignoring the potential of the second in order to listen to the single speaker sound of AM radio, can lead to permanent damage. The unused ear often develops atrophy, begins to waste away. Small creatures at times begin living and crawling in the remains, and the ear falls away, leaving a gap on the surface of the skull. AM listeners should be aware and on guard against this 20th century malady, and consequently, as a public health service, KROQ will begin broadcasting in two speakers soon on your FM dial, as well as through the single speaker through which you've been listening to this announcement.
K-Rock!
Thank you.
15!
Famous anthropologist Leon Crust speaks for The Rock.
Greetings and hello. As a scientist concerned with the evolution of mankind, I have been asked by the management of KROQ to speak to you briefly about the development of modern-day radio. Science has only recently discovered that long ago, at the time AM radio was first introduced, it was intended for a mankind whose physical characteristics included the possession of a single ear, which was located at the center of his forehead, rather than the standard two most of us now carry. Well, we've come a long way since those primitive days, but Mother Nature has played a cruel trick on AM radio stations around the world by blessing mankind with yet another ear and moving them to the sides of our heads so that we might wear hats and keep our glasses from falling from our noses. And thus, one speaker for one ear has become a quaint antique to look back upon and smile. And KROQ, not to be left in the past, broadcasting to the few remaining one-eared listeners, we'll begin offering music in two speakers beginning soon on your FM dial.
K-Rock!
We anthropologists dig rocks.
15!
Hello. This is Elizabeth Taylor taking time out from my busy life to speak to you about a very special day in the lives of everyone in Southern California. I imagine you probably already guessed what I'm talking about. Friday, November 16th is going to be an exciting day for all of us because Friday's the day of the world premiere showing of the great simulcast, and I'm delighted to be a small part of all the fun. We'd like you at home to join with us by tuning in to the great simulcast Friday the 16th on K-Rock AM or FM Stereo. Take it from me, Elizabeth Taylor, and join us, won't you?